From WNYC, New York Public Radio, this is Soundcheck On Demand. I'm John Schaefer. This on-demand service is made possible by WNYC and its listeners, so please help support this free service by becoming a member at WNYC.org.
WNYC On Demand is supported by DataPipe Managed IT Services, delivering a comprehensive suite of managed services, including implementing, securing, and scaling applications designed for mid-market and Fortune 1000 enterprises. DataPipe.com.
Don't you love the sound of a swelling strings, gently a shifting things? I thought I was together, now it's stormy weather, where skies were blue. I'm singing a new song because of you.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Still to come, a preview of this weekend's Bang on a Can Marathon concert, a 26-hour round-the-clock festival of new and eclectic music. But first, many well-hyped young singers who straddle the jazz-folk divide seem lost in a time warp, imitating another era's stars. But at age 26, New York singer-songwriter Alana Arion writes songs that hint at many influences, whether it's the vulnerability of Joni Mitchell or the soulfulness of Ella Fitzgerald, and her songs are distinctly her own. Alana Arion's new album is called How to Stand in the Rain, and it brings her and her band to our Soundcheck studio, and they are going to start us off with a song called In Every Moment.
Try everything you please. If you just close your eyes, just for a moment, you can feel all the earth is dreaming too. There's a world of surprise in every moment. And if you just close your eyes, so much beauty.
The song is called In Every Moment, live performance from Elana Arian and her band on our Soundcheck Showcase, a series that features new and upcoming artists. And Elana's new CD is called How to Stand in the Rain. Good to have you here with the boys. Nice to have a woman playing the guitar after that first segment where we ended up talking about how like 97% of the people in the market are men.
We seem to be a little more level-headed, I think, in that area.
Now, are you playing a vintage guitar, something you had to shell out five or six figures for?
No, I'm afraid I don't have that particular problem. I'm playing a Taylor 714. I spent all my graduation money on that immediately, and yeah, I'm very happy with it.
Now, you graduated from Yale, where you were trained in classical music. You conducted the youth orchestra and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Does that come in handy in a situation where you're leading a band?
You know, it's funny. There definitely has been an influence, you know, from that part of my life. I think it mostly has to do with probably the way I think about music and sort of structure and layers and textures and things like that from, you know, looking at things from a score and that perspective. I don't know about, you know, wrangling the group together, although maybe, I don't know if they would say something different about that.
So you're not waving your arms at them? They're not calling you maestro or anything like that?
You know, occasionally I make them call me maestro, but I don't know if something terrible has happened.
Well, now, in terms of being a conductor, you learn orchestration, you learn an ear for color. That seems like maybe that would be useful in a setting like this, deploying your forces.
I think that's absolutely true. I think I sort of grew up playing the violin and for a while thought that that's what I would be doing. And so I have, even before I was conducting, a good sense of kind of a string texture and just from playing in orchestras, you know, as a kid, an understanding of, you know, the different instrument groups. And I think maybe it's allowed me to kind of think of colors in a different way. Definitely comes into play.
Well, now here, you know, it's fairly standard. You got guitars, bass, drums, piano. On the record, you have things like the Glockenspiel, the Celesta, brass instruments, an old Wurlitzer type organ and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so some of the colors, the colors are quite different from what people might expect. This song called Metaphor You, let's hear just a little bit. This is from the new record called How to Stand in the Rain by my guest Elana Arian.
Asking's a door never opened before. You shut your ass fast, so afraid of the past you have known. But in the broad light of this glistening night, you are finally free, content with the things that you own. I didn't know what to do, just singing this metaphor, singing this metaphor.
This song is called Metaphor You, and it's by my guest Elana Arian from her record called How to Stand in the Rain. Kind of psychedelic here.
Towards the end there, yeah.
Yeah. Now, when you graduated, I mean, I guess, you know, the conventional post-Yale path, wouldn't that be law school?
I think that, yeah, I do have some friends doing that.
But you didn't want to go that route.
No, I think that when I went to school, I definitely was looking, I ended up going to Yale because of the music. I had no idea that I'd be doing this kind of music at that point. But, you know, I went looking for a place with a great music department, and there's a graduate school of music there, and great teachers, and sort of that drew me in. And over the course of my time at school, I guess it just became clear that once I started writing and everything, that this is sort of what I need to be doing. And yeah, there is always the occasional sort of meeting up with you know, parents of friends from school and having the sort of, oh, congratulations on, you know, the new residency at the hospital, whatever. And yeah, no, I'm driving around in my car and I'm playing songs. but I didn't really have any hesitation about that, I guess.
So how did it happen that you enter school, you know, a classical violinist, you go through school conducting an orchestra, and you come out and you're playing the kind of Northeastern, you know, folk jazz circuit?
Yeah, it was kind of an odd, I think that it happened sort of without my realizing it. And towards the end of school, I looked back and I'm like, oh, that was kind of odd. What happened?
Well, what did happen? Was there some life-changing experience? Was there that bolt of lightning?
I would say sort of two things. I mean, I did grow up in a house where, you know, both my parents are musicians in some way, and they play instruments, and we had, a lot of guitars around the house, and they kind of came from the 60s, you know, folk hippie place. Hope I won't get in trouble for just having said that, but okay.
Not here, maybe right. At home, I don't know.
And so that, you know, that was always a part of my sort of upbringing and a part of my ear and everything. But I was going in this classical direction. And I think right around the same time that I started toying with the idea of conducting and taking a few conducting lessons and just sort of started conducting this group as like an assistant, I believe I quit the symphony in order to make the idea was to make time for the conducting. I was going to like leave a little space. And the same day that I quit the symphony, I also tried out for this kind of folk singing group that was happening at school with, you know, it was a group of 16 or so people playing instruments and playing mostly other people's songs, but everybody sort of was writing their own stuff and quietly doing that. Yeah, so that kind of, there was this weird switch in the middle of college where I let go of playing in the symphony. And even though I was very seriously conducting, and I guess at a time thought I was going to go that way also, I began singing with this group and then sort of realized that, you know, all these other people are writing their own music. And in that community, it sort of flourished in that way and kind of took over, I guess.
Hmm. So you started writing. Many of the songs are in the second person, or they're addressing someone. But the song you're going to do for us next, Here We Go Again, seems to be a little different.
Yeah, I think, I don't know, I think in some ways the sort of natural voice for me with, one of the things I think is really powerful about this kind of music, as maybe as it opposes the sort of classical background, has to do with like a little bit more of the directness. I don't even want to say like accessibility, because it's not really, I mean, classical music can sort of be that way for a lot of people, and certainly is for me. But yeah, I think that in terms of the voice of, you know, the song, partly I think what draws me to that in general is you know, the sort of directness and personal quality of playing this kind of music and how different that can be from other things. The song we're going to play next, Here We Go Again, is sort of more of a playful, abstract kind of number and kind of stays away from that more personal, emotional side of things, I guess.
All right, I'll let you strap on the guitar there. And we're speaking with Alana Arion. Her new album is called How to Stand in the Rain. She's accompanied here by guitarist Tim Bright, who also produced the album. John Dilley's at our piano, Ethan Eubanks playing the drums, Joe Quigley playing the bass, and the song is called Here We Go Again, another live performance from Alana Arion on Soundcheck.
Sensation like a wave of deja vu. Is it my imagination or is it just me and you? Seems we're here again, holding pen. We can't figure out what else to do. It's a little bit unnerving, this predicament we're in. Always speeding up and swerving, never pausing to begin. Is this a choice or a race? In the end, does anybody win? Sorry spectacle. I'd say
Here We Go Again is the name of that live performance from Elana Arion and her band here in our Soundcheck studio, and Elana's new record called How to Stand in the Rain. And as it turns out, that was kind of in the second person again. But yeah, as you said, a little different from the rest of the stuff that you do. So you're on this kind of, you know, there is this circuit in the Northeast. It seems to go from, like, you know, the that place in Northampton, the Iron Horse, to
absolutely.
Club Passam in Cambridge. There's a stop in Pierpont, New York, where you're going to be.
Turning Point, yeah, I'm going to be there in June.
The Turning Point on Thursday, June 14th. And then coming back to the Living Room here in New York in September. But you you also played at the Kerrville Folk Festival, which is, as I understand it, the kind of American Idol of singer-songwriters.
I guess, yeah, that's kind of, it's sort of the awful truth of it, but yeah, that's kind
like
of...
800 people descend and sing, and you were one of the finalists.
That's right, yeah. I think 800 people sort of descend in the electronic way and submit their things, and 30 of us were sent down to Texas this past weekend to go and compete, exactly as you said.
Was it a completely surreal experience?
It was pretty surreal. I mean, in sort of the best possible way. It was my first time doing one of these big outdoor festivals, and you know, it's just right smack in the middle of Central Texas, south of Central Texas, a huge ranch, and you know, breaking out into thunderstorms in the middle of the day, and everyone's, you know, sort of stereotypically like stuck in the mud and just all that kind of stuff, and then just crowds of thousands turning up to see, like, you know, up and coming people come. Everyone's coming to play two songs. I mean, it was very, you know, you had a 10-minute slot, and yeah, there was something really surreal but sort of wonderful about the whole experience.
All right. Well, the album is called How to Stand in the Rain, which I guess thousands were doing down at that Kerrville Folk Festival. Elana Arion has been my guest. Elana, thanks very much for bringing the boys in and playing for us today.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thanks for listening to Soundcheck from WNYC, New York Public Radio. Each day we dig into what's happening in music, and you can hear everything we do and check out our other programs on demand at WNYC.org or on iTunes. All of this is made possible by WNYC and its listeners, so please help support this free service by becoming a member at WNYC.org. Thanks.